This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, let's do it. Five reasons I hate you. Man, the text page is popping. Is Seth going to like the movie Draft Day? And funniest moments of the Texans rebuild is dominating right now. But let's get you guys good and lathered up for the Final Four this weekend. We'll get to some texts as well. Five reasons I hate you. Duke hoops. And
this is a tough one.
Yeah.
I mean, it's tough to whittle it down. Honestly, we've got 13 reasons on the show prep.
Yes.
I spent far too long on this last night and this morning. And even then, it was a whole lot of me cutting stuff out. There's a lot. People, turns out, Sean, people don't like Duke basketball.
They really hate Duke. Now, Do we want to, for this purpose of time, because we can do both eventually between now and the end of the show. Brendan Haywood was on with us yesterday and did his five reasons. Do we want to save that for maybe the last segment to get our hate on at the end of the show?
Yeah, let's do that.
Save that and do our five reasons right now for hating Duke. Hey,
in one of those infographic maps, by the way, that Jimmy Shapiro sent us, pretty cool. It shows the states, which team various states are supporting. And this was, it was almost like America has healed.
America's team.
Yeah, as opposed to looking at various political color-coded maps and everything, this was Houston Cougar red pretty much across the land. In red states, blue states, everywhere else. It was just people almost unanimously want the Houston Cougars to win the national championship.
84% of the people, 84% of the states are Cougar red on this map. And again, this is not just, that map is not just them against Duke this week. And this is against all three other teams, against Auburn, Florida, and Duke. I got to imagine, I thought about that.
Alabama, Washington, North Carolina, all obviously were not Cougars. And then there was one of the Midwest states, and then Maine, I think, weren't Cougars. But by and large, it was the vast majority were all Houston Cougar supporters.
I think generally around the country, people, if you're not in the SEC, you hate the SEC for football.
Yeah.
So a lot of people were like, well, I'm not going to root for Auburn or Florida. Ugh, gross. People hate Duke because of basketball, unless you're a Duke fan. So I think, you know, some of it was like, yeah, you know what? This Cougar team, they have a vibe that we can get behind. But this segment is not five reasons we love the Cougs. It's five reasons we hate Duke. So let's get to ours. We'll play Brendan Haywood later in the show. He was excellent. And if you're wondering where Coach K is in our five reasons I hate you, Brendan Haywood stole it. So these are five reasons, five new reasons to hate Duke. It was pretty easy to find him, actually. Christian Laettner, number five. Everybody hates Christian Laettner. Yeah. Everybody hates. I think that was the name of the 30 for 30, right, Ben? Everybody hates Christian Laettner was the name of the 30 for 30 about those Duke basketball teams.
Yeah, and they came up with a bunch of reasons in that documentary to not hate Christian Laettner, but none of them could counteract his eminently punchable face.
Yes,
that was. I'm gonna have to go back and do a Google word search history on punchable face. I would assume that it was invented when Christian Laettner arrived on
the
scene.
Maybe.
Just an incredibly punchable face, if you could reach it.
Incredibly punchable face, and yet maybe not even the most punchable face on his own team back then. I give you reason number four, Bobby Hurley.
Oh!
Bobby Hurley. More punchable face, Christian Laettner or Bobby Hurley? from back in the day.
Still Christian Leitner, I think. Yeah. But Bobby Hurley's tough. Bobby Hurley is more just you want to stuff his head in a toilet, you know?
Yeah. And yet his brother Dan is making a run at being more obnoxious than he was back in the day. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Bobby Hurley, man. Bobby Hurley, that is the one case of somebody getting explosive diarrhea that I was like, good.
Yeah.
I'm glad he got explosive diarrhea. Remember when they lost to UNLV by 30 and he's running off the floor with his butt cheeks all clenched up? Yeah, I remember. I remember. number three, all of the Plumleys.
Well, Bobby Hurley, too, as a coach, was really just insufferable. Just his antics and everything on the sideline. It's just loathsome.
Number three, all of the Plumleys are tied for third. I don't know which one's which. They all begin with M. Miles, Mason,
yeah.
Marshall. They all played there. I hated them all. There's
they
one
were
of them
always
still,
there.
There's
there
one of them.
The problem was there was all they were always
there. Always
there.
A Plumley or one
they,
or more.
They were there for. It wasn't like they were one and done or anything. There was like a decade where there was a Plumley at Duke.
Oh.
So they became synonymous with Duke itself.
Yes, yes. There's even one still. The blonde one is still hanging around, pulling Steven Adams to the ground a week ago. Whatever game that was. Horrible. Hate the Plumleys.
And they're also because they. I almost thought of them as triplets because they all had. They all start with M. Yeah. Miles, Mason, and Marshall.
Yeah, it's weird. One of them looks like Max Headroom, and one of them looks like that supervillain from Superman 2. That gigantic dude that couldn't talk. With the dark hair. It's very
saying
strange.
They look dissimilar.
Very
calling
dissimilar.
Their mama a whore. Is that what you're doing?
I'm not saying anything except pointing out they're dissimilar and hoping that everybody reacts the way you just did. That's all I'm doing. It's just pointing out.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
You're just maybe insinuating.
Yeah. I'm just pointing out hair color. You know.
I don't want to even say this. I guess. No, I won't say it.
Okay.
Never mind. It was something nice. I don't want to say anything.
Yeah, no. Five
nice
reasons
about
I hate
it.
You. It's not five.
One
reasons.
Of them does have a redeeming quality, but I won't. I'll save that for like.
3 years
from now.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right. Yeah, you're right. Sorry, we'll save that for five reasons we love one of the Plumleys. Number two, five reasons I hate Duke, non-Coach K. Daniel Jones went to Duke.
Yeah.
Daniel Jones, the most overpaid quarterback who looks like they have no clue what they're doing ever. Like, at least some of the guys who've been overpaid through the years act like a quarterback, look like a quarterback. Daniel Jones looks like he's stupid. He looks dumb.
He looks dumb, which is extra. That makes it extra hate-worthy because he went to a school who will tell you about how smart they all are
yes,
all the time.
Yes.
And remember what his head coach, David Cutcliffe, said about Daniel Jones.
What did he say?
It's a direct quote. Daniel Jones embraces something we believe in here. Real swag is no swag.
Okay, well.
Yeah, great job, Duke football.
Yeah.
You know what? I get so sick and tired of teams who have these built-in excuses for mediocre, acting like mediocrity is somehow a point of pride with them.
Yeah.
You know, like, well, we take pride in the fact that we have no swag and don't win any football games.
A miracle that David...
All you other people out there trying to justify your multi-million-dollar salaries with trivial things like wins, we know that what really matters in life is not having any swag at all.
No swag! Yeah. A miracle David Cutcliffe doesn't have a job in the NIL transfer portal era. That's very strange to me. Number one, it's not even football, it's not even basketball, it's not even sports. Ken Jeong went to Duke, the actor, who is probably best known for being Chow in The Hangover.
In The Hangover, yeah.
I don't think he's funny. I don't think he's funny when he's on. He does that. Does he do America's Got Talent? He does one of those panel shows where you're trying to find the next big thing, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
I don't find him funny in the movies he's in. I find him to be trying way too hard to be funny in interviews that he does when he's at Duke basketball games. He is now associated with Duke because they pan in on him at games.
They're always on him and everything. And you're like, you're waiting for him to do something funny there, or say something witty, and it doesn't really come.
Yeah.
Well, he was a doctor that, like, a medical doctor, I believe.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. who got famous. There's a little bit to his career. It feels like the McLovin actor there, where that kid kept getting roles afterwards, mm-hmm. and you're like, all right, what's going on with this? Yeah. Why is this McLovin kid still? Why are they still trying to make him a thing? The kid from Napoleon Dynamite too. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Remember, he got a couple of leading roles after that.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So I'm not a big Ken Jeong guy. He's a reason for me to hate Duke. So there you go. You point out.
Oh, yeah, Grayson Allen.
Yeah, throw him in there. Honorable mention. Yeah. That's a bad
Grayson
job
Allen's
by me.
Grayson Allen's got to be one of the biggest ones. Yeah. Grayson Allen's a perfect example of somehow, like, oh, all right, I guess this is okay because he goes to Duke. Right. Like, was there ever a bigger embodiment of the entitled kid that somehow is acting like he might as well be a greaser stabbing somebody in the 50s or something, but because he comes from a good family, youthful hijinks.
Look, we can do this all day long with Duke. J.J. Redick, Chris Collins, Steve Wojciechowski, Quinn Snyder back in the day, Kyle Singler, any white dude that went to Duke. If we just get a list of all the white dudes that went to Duke and counted up the number, and let's call it, during the Coach K era and this era, John Shire was one of these guys before he became the head coach. He was a hated player at Duke with all his contortions of his face. Go Google John Shire face and his looks that he got on his face during games. Just count up the number of white dudes at Duke, and there you go. Like, 38 Reasons I Hate You. Let's start at the top. Quinn Snyder, Christian Laettner, Bobby Hurley. They all slapped the floor when they played defense. Bunch of tryhards.
It's weird. It's one of the strangest quirks of racism in America is how much white people hate white people from Duke.
Yes.
It is. I don't know. I don't know if it's refreshing or concerning, but man, there's few people more racist than any white person
against white people from Duke. I know. I'm afraid I'm going to get canceled right now.
Why do we hate?
Finally, somebody said it. And if I have to die on that hill, I will. All right. A lot of funniest moments in the Texans rebuild coming in. The most important thing about football is the football, according to David. Pretty much you could just put four Cully quotes up there for that poll.
Most important thing about football is the football.
That's true. Mm-hmm. The funny thing about that is other coaches have said that, and people go, oh, okay, yeah. But for some reason, David Cully says it.
Pete Carroll's really big with that one, too. And it's one of those things that I don't really quite grasp it. Anyway, I don't know if I need to experiment with more substances or something. I never quite get exactly what they never elaborate. They won't like go into like, oh, it's about turnovers or this or that or anything. They just like say it like it's this deep, deep statement.
Yeah.
And then you're not supposed to have any follow-up questions.
Right. Like, all right,
well,
right.
What about the football specifically is it?
Help
please.
Me out.
Yes.
When David Culley declined the penalty and punted against the Browns.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh.
I'm sorry, Seth.
Oh. He declined a penalty that would have given them another third down attempt.
Yes,
he did. It was in the opponent's territory, was it not?
It was near midfield.
It was near midfield, he declined the penalty to punt.
The accepting the penalty would have made it like third and long still on your own side of the 50. But unless you think you're throwing an interception on that play, then you shouldn't
decline. What the hell? It was one of the weirdest, dumbest things ever.
Yep. All right,
you know what? Actually, yeah, in the opponent's territory, it might have made some sense if you're like, all right, well, statistically. No, it didn't.
Made no sense. All right, Payne and Pendergast, take a mania at the top of the hour. Can somebody take down Cataldi in the worst take of the week contest? Up next, we did a little anonymous executive yesterday for the Texans. There is one thing that anonymous executives are saying about one team and one college player that I think is really stupid. Fire all these executives that say this. I will tell you what it is coming up next.